Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God the highest. It's such an honor and privilege to be here again in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God in the highest. God has been wonderful, marvelous, sensational. There aren't enough adjectives to describe his greatness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be his wonderful name. I'm going to be prayerful as usual for the message before I begin, because God has a powerful word for us. Glory to God. So if you're riding in your car, just turn your radio up. If you're at home or in your office somewhere, just go grab your Bible, because I want you to follow along with me so you can understand that I'm not making any of this stuff up, but it's all the pure, unadulterated word of God. I'm going to bring it to you that way, the way God blesses me to do it, through the power of the Holy Ghost, the way God intended it to, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you and I give you the praise, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking that you would bless right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your glory rise among us right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless me, Lord God, to be a vessel that you use just one more time, Lord, to speak to the people, Lord God, that are listening today, Lord God. Hallelujah. That they might receive the blessings that you have for them, Lord God, through this ministry, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Allow me to decrease, Lord God, so that you can increase, Lord God. Hallelujah. So that the people don't hear me, but they hear God in me, Lord Jesus, the hope of glory. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for it now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord again, saints. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. You know, God has been good. He's been wonderful. He's been kind. He's been glorious. He's been merciful. I thank the Lord for blessing us to get through a new year. God has just been sensational and gracious to us all. Hopefully, those of you that made New Year's resolutions, you're able to keep them, but you probably won't. But anyway, here's something that you can keep. Hallelujah, should you choose to do so. And I'm going to be speaking a word to you today, and the Lord has put on my heart to let you know not to let your humanity get in the way of your blessing. Hallelujah. Do not let humanity get in the way of your blessing. Hallelujah. I was out witnessing the other day, and I ran into a lady and I asked her, if you were to die tonight, would you be satisfied where your soul's going to wind up? And she couldn't comprehend what I was saying, so I asked her in just plain English, if you died tonight, are you certain that you're going to go to heaven? I had to break it down for her. And she says that I don't believe in God. I'll be dead anyway, so it doesn't matter. Glory be to God. That's the attitude of a lot of people today, believe it or not. They don't even understand that they have to spend eternity somewhere, but they're so caught up in this flesh and pleasing it that they don't understand. This flesh is the one that gets you in trouble. Glory be to God. Mankind is body, soul, and spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, God, hallelujah, he took a piece of dirt, hallelujah, and formed it into a man. Thank you, Jesus. And blew, hallelujah, the breath of life into him. Hallelujah. And that man he called Adam. Thank you, Jesus. But because of his sin, hallelujah, glory be to God, mankind is in a fallen state. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See, the flesh wants to act a fool because it knows, hallelujah, he's halfway right. When the flesh dies, it's all over for the flesh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The spirit is going to return to God who gave it, but now your soul has to spend eternity somewhere. And she doesn't believe that hell is a literal place. So many people that I witness to don't believe that hell is a literal place, but the Bible lets us know that hell is actually a literal place. Hallelujah. And that there's souls in it right now, and that it's widening itself without measure to accommodate all the children of disobedience, for those that don't understand, for those that don't believe. So I come to you today to let you know, do not let your humanity get in the way of a blessing, because what's going to happen is you're going to perish. Yes, you are. Glory be to God, and it's going to be all over for the flesh, and this is the same flesh that has you all lusting, the same flesh that has you all trying to gain the world, the same flesh that Jesus told you, hallelujah, what does it, glory to God, profit you to gain the whole world and lose your soul because you're so anxious and so out there trying to hustle and work your way into staying here, but you can't stay here. You got to move. Thank you, Jesus. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can hear the old choir singing. singing it. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it's so true. Got to give you some word today. Thank you, Jesus. But please remember, don't let your humanity get in the way of a blessing. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So in the book, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, of Luke, we're going to be in the 16th chapter, and we're going to start at the 19th verse. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 16, verse number 19. I'll give you a few seconds. Glory be to God. Does everybody have it? Praise the Lord. Luke 16 and 19. And you'll notice that this whole entire chapter is in red except for one paragraph and one sentence at the beginning of it. So this is basically the words that came directly out of the mouth of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ himself without interpretation. This is him verbatim. That's what it means when it's in red. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's no reason for you to not understand or comprehend what God is telling you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't let your humanity get in the way of a blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to cover a lot of ground here, so I'm going to move a little swifter. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because I have limited time here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But come on out to Effectual Praise on Friday night. Hallelujah. At 7 o'clock. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God at 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the Lord will be using me to teach on these concepts and on holiness and on righteousness and on the things that he's going to accept. Hallelujah. To get you into the kingdom. Hallelujah. You can come on out to service this morning at 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you and love to see you. But in verse 19, it says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in a purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every, glory to God, day. Hallelujah. That's the goal of so many people. They want to just be living large. They want to just be living, hallelujah, glory to God, the lives of the rich and famous. Glory to God, hallelujah. They want to just have their feet all lofted up and be footloose and carefree and fancy and just doing their thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Bless this wonderful name. So there was a man, hallelujah, a certain man, the Bible says, hallelujah. And in 20, it says, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. Now, we're not talking about, hallelujah, Mary and Martha's brother here. Thank you, Jesus. But there was a certain man named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores. Glory be to God. So you can't let your humanity get in the way of a blessing. Glory be to God. Somebody's going to understand this in a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See, he was seeking a blessing. He just wanted the crumbs, hallelujah, from the rich man's table. Glory to God. He was able to humble himself, hallelujah, in the sight of this rich man and in the sight of an almighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God is everywhere. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not an inch or ounce of space, hallelujah, in this whole entire universe that he does not encompass. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So don't think that when you're doing something that does not catch God's attention, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The only thing is God has no fellowship with sin. He's right there when you're sinning, but he's not going to be in fellowship with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's right there when you're, hallelujah, go to God doing things that are right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you've been, and as you have repented of your sins and been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ by immersion in water for the remission of sins and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, then you have fellowship with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then he'll be right there with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Him and a host of angels, because he says it is, hallelujah, paraphrase, and glory to God, that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is also in the midst. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name today. And desiring to be fed, hallelujah, glory to God, with the crumbs, hallelujah, he had the dogs licking his sores. 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died. See, a lot of people think that it's over then. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Like that lady, she thought it was going to be over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It ain't going to matter to me, she said. Glory be to God, because I'm going to be dead. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't going to feel nothing. Hallelujah. But it ain't over. Thank you, Jesus. It's over for the flesh. Yes, indeed it is. Hallelujah. It returns back to the earth where it was taken from. From dust thou art taken, to dust thou shalt return. Hallelujah. But it ain't over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we serve an almighty God. Hallelujah. That says, hallelujah, the glory to God that your soul has to spend eternity somewhere. And I'm just here to give you the right information. Do not let your humanity get in the way of a blessing today. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died also and was buried. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And in hell. See, people don't think that hell is a literal place, but 23 says, and remember, this is in red. These are the actual words that came out of Jesus' mouth. And in hell, H-E-double-L for those of you who spell and don't believe what I'm saying. And in hell, he lift up his eyes. Seems like he was all right. Hallelujah, just a moment before, wasn't it? Yes, he was. Thank you, Jesus. But he died. Thank you, Jesus. And in hell, he lift up his eyes. That means he's there right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Being what? In torment. So you're not going to be in peace when you get there. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be in torment. I've heard so many people, glory to God, trying to make folly out of going to hell, talking about I'll wear my shorts in hell. I'll just turn on my fan. Glory be to God. But it ain't going to be no such thing. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be in torment. It's a place where the worm dieth not. It's a place that's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Glory be to God. And seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Doesn't sound like he's having a good time, does it? Doesn't sound like he's partying up, does it? Doesn't sound like it was worth it to go there, does it? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, the rich man is asking, hallelujah, the poor man, the beggar now. Who's begging who now? See, Jesus knows how to flip the script. Jesus knows how to turn things around. That's why you can't let your humanity and your pride and your pompous attitude get in the way of your blessing today. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Glory be to God. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Seems like hell is a literal place, doesn't it? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So many people think, well, I see my relatives there, and I'll be able to help them out. Glory be to God. You're going to be able to see him, but they ain't going to be able to help you out. Thank you, Jesus. And if you go to hell and some of your relatives are in heaven, they're going to see you, and you might see them, but you ain't going to be able to help you out because God has this thing fixed. There's a great gulf, hallelujah, a great gulf that divides and keeps you separated, hallelujah, from him because you're in sin. And what does sin do? It separates you from an almighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. People often ask me, well, my loved ones are going to see me. Won't they help me? Glory be to God. See, God has this thing fixed because he knows the heart of mankind. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's got this thing fixed. And even if you want to help him, you still can. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Don't let your humanity, don't let your flesh, don't let your, hallelujah, lust and, hallelujah, your earthly desires keep you from a blessing. Glory be to God. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Glory be to God. They want him to testify now. They want him to witness now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord is blessing you right now. He's warning you that there's a place, hallelujah, glory to God, that has been manufactured for, hallelujah, the devil, the demons, and all of his imps and pimps and simps, and mankind as a whole, those that don't want to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, those that don't want to, hallelujah, obey the word of Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Those that don't believe and trust in his word today, hallelujah, you will find yourself in destination torment, destination hell. You're going to blow the pit wide open. You're going to wake up and find out, hallelujah, that it's a rude awakening for you. Glory be to God. So don't let this happen to you. Don't let anything get in the different way. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God today in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no need for you to be in this place because God has already made it possible. He's already paid the price. He's already made a way, thank you, Jesus, that you can be blessed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. It's coming out to effectual praise. I keep telling you, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll tarry with you until you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is God in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Then you'll be light for the flight. You'll be ready when trump sounds. Thank you, Jesus. But if you don't get yourself ready, this is going to be your destination, my friend. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God loves you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he wishes that none would perish, but all come to repentance. But he understands that everybody isn't going to believe him. Glory be to God. So he has a place for the non-believers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And in 29 it says, Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. See, God wants you to repent. He's been preaching repentance, hallelujah, since the fall of Adam. Thank you, Jesus. Repent, repent, repent. When he came in the flesh, the first thing he was letting them know was repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, repent, repent. It's the same thing you have to do during this dispensation called grace. The first thing God tells you to do is repent. That means to turn from the wheels of the flesh. Turn from your evil ways. Turn from things that's going to get you, hallelujah, hell-bound, hallelujah, and get your body, hallelujah, and your mind together, hallelujah, so you can be, hallelujah, on the straight narrow path, headed towards the straight gate, headed towards the pearly gates, headed towards the streets of gold, headed towards the place, hallelujah, glory to God, where God is able to bless you and keep you, headed towards New Jerusalem. See, that's the good news today. They always talk about, well, Pastor Bennett, you always coming with bad news. Pastor Bennett, you always coming with a disappointing message. No, I don't. I'm coming with the truth of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and the word of God, because I love you, and I want to see you saved. Thank you, Jesus. You always preaching fire and brimstone. No, I'm not. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm preaching salvation that you might be saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So don't let your humanity, don't let nothing, hallelujah, can't separate you from the love of God. Don't let this flesh was going to perish anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Get you in a whole bunch of trouble with your soul. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because you're going to wake up to a rude awakening. I keep telling you, glory be to God. It ain't going to be nothing nice for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're going to be crying out for somebody to help you. You're going to be crying out for somebody to go take your family. You're going to be crying out for a family member to come down from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Those that made it in. Thank you, Lord God, to try and help you. But it's going to be no help for you. Your help is right here. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's all that you need. But you have to have faith in his word. You have to believe in him. You have to trust in him. You have to be willing to step out on faith today. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has a blessing for you. Thank you, Jesus. Do not let your humanity get in the way of it. Glory be to God. Some of you guys are going to be too busy watching the football game today, and you're going to get that humanity, hallelujah, and that fleshly activity get in the way of your spiritual blessing today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's why God said to be ye holy, for I am holy. He told you to keep the Sabbath day holy, didn't he? In the name of Jesus Christ. He told you not to put anything before him, didn't he? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But you got something else you'd rather be doing, hallelujah, than listening to the pure and adulterated word of God so your soul can be washed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See, whenever you come in, hallelujah, and hear the word of God, your soul gets a washing. Your soul gets a cleansing. Your soul gets things that are vital. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For it's, hallelujah, edification unto Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then you get joy unspeakable and full of glory because the, hallelujah, the anointing is going to hit you. Hallelujah. From the anointed pulpit. Hallelujah. As God speaks, hallelujah, through the man of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he knows exactly what you need. Thank you, Jesus. And he's got it. Hallelujah. He's got it. Hallelujah. What you need, God's got it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He loves you. He wants to see you saved. Do not let your humanity let you wind up in hell. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Missing out on your blessing. Hallelujah. Because there's a great camp meeting in the promised land. New Jerusalem brown when trump sounds. Hallelujah. I want to see you there. God wants to see you there more. Glory be to God. God loves you. God loves you. He loves you. God bless you.